Welcome back. In 1976, Andre Crouch released the album This Is Another Day, an album our producer thought was a musical change for Andre. However, Andre speaks differently.
Well, actually, to be real and be honest, like even when I'll Be Thinking of You came out, I had written that 4 years before I even recorded it. I was waiting on Stevie Wonder to play the harmonica solo. I said, I'll never put it out until I meet Stevie Wonder. And much of the music has been in my heart for many years, and then it was time to record it. I wasn't thinking of style. The only album that I think that I really kind of did that on is Take Me Back album, when I wanted to represent different eras and to surround the song Take Me Back. So even the album cover was to look like an old picture, and we were dressed kind of old fashioned, and we took the picture in Nashville at an old church that had a graveyard scene. It's funny how people look at things and they create their own theme. Actually, I wasn't thinking about anything except for I wanted to record those songs.
From the album This Is Another Day, which happened to win a Dove Award that year, here is The Choice on Streets of Gold.
Are you a servant? Are you a king? In Jesus Christ, you can be both of these things. Are you a sinner?
Songs you never thought you'd hear on the radio again. This is Streets of Gold.
Soon and very soon, we are.
Streets of Gold with Andre Crouch and the Disciples, another song off that album, This Is Another Day, soon and very soon, a song that speaks about Christ's return. And as you look around, you can certainly see the signs everywhere. Pick up a newspaper or watch a television program, and you can see it's more evident. It is going to be sooner than we think. In the late 70s, Andre Crouch decided to go solo, and on that first solo album, released in 1979, it was called I'll Be Thinking About You. He's got some top-notch musicians and singers helping him out. Joe Sample, Michael Lamardian, Larry Carlton, Howard McCrary, Stevie Wonder, and Philip Bailey. We asked Andre, how did he get all this great help?
Fortunately, because of the music style and what people thought religious music was, it had a real attraction for people that had a liking to music that about God, but they'd never heard it played that way. And they would always say, hey, if music was like that, I could play it. I could play that. So at that time, it was the beginning of a lot of interest in secular artists in the things of the Lord. Stevie Wonder, that was his first encounter of playing on a record that represented the Lord. Now he's a member of West Angeles Church in LA. A lot of the musicians that we use, Joe Sample and all them, they're totally aware of the plan of salvation now. And many of them, not Joe Sample in particular, I don't know where he is spiritually right now, but I do know he knows the story. And I just love to work with those people. I'd rather it be me than other people, because I know that it'll be an opportunity for us to share the gospel. And even after that album, I think on the Warner Brothers album I did, on the Don't Give Up album, which followed that album, I'll Be Thinking of You, we used an array of different secular artists. But then I would, unless a guy was a Christian, I wouldn't let them say anything. They could play, but I think confession, I didn't want anybody stating something out of their mouths and they weren't living it. Although I probably feel a little different now because I know that there is life in the power of the tongue. And many times when we confess things to the Lord, we're not really ready, but we confess it. And because we speak it, then it begins to develop. So I think I would probably have a different attitude than I did then, but it worked, and I just wanted them to play on the records. But it served as a great impact in many of their lives, because many of them are Christians now.
And from that album, here is the title track, which hit number one on Christian radio charts, I'll Be Thinking of You, Andre Crouch on Streets of Gold.
I'll be thinking of you, thinking of you. Though we're far apart, you're in my heart. Till we meet again someday, I'll be thinking of you.
I'll be praying for you, yes, I'll be praying for you, praying all your hopes and dreams that they will come true. And should there be some rain, I know the sun will shine again, 'cause I'll be praying for you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Andre Crouch on Streets of Gold. Got time for one final song from Andre Crouch, No Time to Lose on Streets of Gold.
Wrapping up our program on Passed Away Artists, and this second hour with Andre Crouch, who passed away just earlier this month. In 1998, he was inducted into the Gospel Music Association's Hall of Fame, and in 2004, Andre Crouch was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where our producer Jack visited 5 years ago. Now, if you missed any portion of the Andre Crouch interview, well, we have it posted as a podcast on our website, streetsofgoldradio.com. I'm Susan Miller, inviting you back next time for more Christian music classics served here on Streets of Gold.